And it's time for your comments. Renee's interview about the study that compares math and science scores of eighth graders in various countries brought this complaint from Amanda Purdy that we, quote, failed to mention that while U.S. schools educate all of our children when they're in the eighth grade, many countries have already eliminated a sizable portion of their population from school by the eighth grade. Can researchers really expect equal test scores, she asks? A number of you sent us similar emails, so we have this response from our guest, education professor William Schmidt.
These studies are very carefully done, and sampling is done so that, in effect, they're very comparable. At eighth grade, virtually all these countries have still 80-90% of their students in school. So they're very comparable results. We can't really hide behind that misconception.
Now, as long as we're talking about surveys, Kit Rafferty of Miami, Florida writes, shame on you. In your interview with the Duke professor who had done a poll on Americans, quote, support for the war in Iraq, his methodology went unquestioned. Well, we could have told you more about the way that Professor Peter Feaver came to that conclusion, so we called him back. And Peter Feaver explains that he and colleagues conducted surveys of nearly 9,000 randomly selected Americans about the war in Iraq. The research was funded by grants from the National Science Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation. Dear Morning Edition, writes Orpheus Allison of Asheville, North Carolina, thanks for a terrific story on the young soldier who dared to ask the Secretary of Defense a very basic question. That question was about the inadequate armor on vehicles in Iraq. But Allison wonders why we asked, whether it was appropriate to even pose that question to the Secretary of Defense. Allison says he's found, quote, nearly 100 separate stories about small hometowns across America raising money to buy armor plating to be sent to the troops. This soldier did the job that every reporter should have been doing with all diligence. Stop asking about the nature of the question. It was a fair question. Finally, we have this thank you. Michael Shambaugh Miller of Omaha, Nebraska writes, after a night of little sleep, fighting to get a 3-year-old into clothes for school, followed by the usual 1-hour commute, you rescued my day. Your story about Isham Breedlove and his beautiful music filled my car. The writer continues, it reminded me that even with the headlines relating to continuing troubles in Iraq and other global locations, there's still beauty to be found in this world. If we helped to rescue your day or even ruined it, please let us know. Write to morning@npr.org.